Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Friday afternoon. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Big story of the day, just a couple of minutes away, which is Ronald Acuña makes his season debut tonight. The long-awaited return of Ronald Acuña will be this evening for the Atlanta Braves. We'll get into a little bit of what happened in Washington and look ahead to this weekend series as well against the Padres. Some college football news and notes in 20 minutes. I haven't really talked about this yet, but they voted on a straight seeding model for the next edition of the college football playoff.
Love it.
How many teams are going to be in the next edition of the college football playoff? How many automatic qualifiers will each conference get? These are some of the questions that remain out there. But we'll get to some of that stuff in about 20 minutes, and then we'll wrap things up with an AMA.
Who you got tonight? Basketball.
Sorry. Ronald Acuña. Yeah. I think that the Knicks will win tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the Knicks will get the split out.
They always have a good – they were a good bounce-back team for, some, for whatever reason and everything like that.
They're just a tough team, man.
They are.
Like, they're not – you know, they're not great, but you know, they found ways to win those games against the Celtics before Tatum got hurt. So, you know, everybody wants to talk about that series being that. I mean, they were going to be up 3-1 when Tatum got injured. Like, they were going to win that game. And then, obviously, they win it in six. But they're just a tough basketball team, man. I think that they better win tonight.
Otherwise,
they might be in for a sweep the way we're kind of thinking about the Timberwolves might be.
Okay. Well, I like the Knicks to win tonight. I think it'll be one of those things that look a lot like Boston, where they had to come back. For some reason, Indiana gets out early. They find a way to fight back, and Jalen Brunson closes out the end. And I think because Minnesota, they play tomorrow night. We won't be here tomorrow, but I think Minnesota will find a way to get that one.
I really hope they do.
I think they'll find a way to get
that. I would hate to see them get swept out of this thing.
Yes.
And I just, I don't know. It's hard after watching those first two games. The Thunder just looks so much better than them, like in every facet.
Yes.
And even like the equalizer that we thought was going to be there was that Ant-Man and SGA could go head-to-head. SGA's outplaying him, like, flat out.
Yes.
Like, there's, you know, Ant-Man's doing what he can, but SGA's been better in the first two games. Now, you know, is he going to get the whistle in Minnesota that he was getting in Oklahoma City? I don't know. I hope not.
That'd be so interesting.
If it is, then, you know, then it might be a sweep. I mean, there's a chance that when we come back on Tuesday, that series is already over.
Yeah. But hopefully it's not. Hopefully Ant-Man's guys can come to play because that, but I mean, as good as Shea has been, the dudes around him are playing their ass off,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's right. As much as, you know, you make it about the matchup between the stars, the other guys, and look, Jalen Williams is an all-star.
Yes, he
so
is.
Him
and,
getting,
he's playing like it.
Yeah.
He didn't play like it early on against Denver.
And Chet has the ability to be an all-star, probably a future all-star. He had 22 last night. And then they're just getting really good. You talked about it earlier. They just throw, like, rabid dog perimeter defense at you from a bunch of different dudes. I mean, Lu Dort starts, but you got Cason Wallace coming off the bench locking people up. You got Alex Caruso coming off the bench playing great defense. Like,
which one of those dudes?
There's the deep team.
If they don't want to re-sign Williams, one of those dudes, because that's where they are, in my opinion, talking about Oklahoma City is, okay, we got the max, super max guy, but we got all this depth. Which guy, if we don't let Williams go, if somebody wants to pay him like he's a number one player, who can step into that role?
I don't know. I don't know that there's anybody there that maybe Cason Wallace kind
of. And that's who I thought of, first of all, was Wallace, because, you know, they kind of have the same measurables, thing like that. Like, do you need two max players? You know, you got the one guy who can obviously is that, obviously the dude. Not everybody has the dude, but if you can go that route, all right, we love you, guy, but I mean, you ain't worth this much.
Yeah, no,
We got another guy to replace you. Then we might be able to go get something on that's not here on the roster to help us out.
Let's do this really quickly, and then we'll get to the big story of the day, because we kind of did it in our NBA segment, but never fully got to the breakdown of these four rosters. These are the starting fives. This was from Spotrac last night, talking about the starting fives of the four remaining teams in the NBA playoffs. The Knicks, where they acquired their players from, right? Because everybody always talks about you have to draft and develop.
Yes.
And I still think you do, but this kind of flies in the face of that. Obviously, Jalen Brunson was a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. That's an outlier. Damn. You almost never get superstars like that. And he wasn't even
exactly
a superstar until they got him. Mm-hmm. So that's a weird one. But Mikal Bridges was a trade. Josh Hart was a trade. OG Anunoby was a trade. And Karl Anthony Towns was a trade.
Yes.
I mean, that's a completely, like,
non-draft.
Starting five that's in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yes.
Pacers, Haliburton was a trade. Nemhard was drafted. Nesmith was a trade. Siakam was a trade. And Miles Turner was a draft. And Miles Turner's so weird because he preceded all of it.
Yes.
Like, he's just been there.
Yes.
He's been on the trading block 1,000 times.
He was there with Paul George, you know.
He seems like it, wasn't he? Like, is that real?
He may have been.
Because it seems like he's been there.
With Paul George. I think he may have been there with Paul
George. He's been there for a long time.
Yeah.
And he's a really nice player. He's a really helpful player to have. The Thunder, kind of the same thing. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was that great trade that they executed with the Clippers.
He was so young. He was so young.
He was, but it was the only way they were willing to do it.
Yes.
Right? Because they gave up Paul George to the Clippers because Kawhi wanted Paul George and Paul George wanted to be there. And the Clippers didn't want to do it. And they were like, the only way we're doing it is if you send us this guy. Mm-hmm. And then, so it's almost like a draft pick, but still. Lu Dort, undrafted.
Crazy.
Which is crazy. Yeah. Like, that's still possible. And then Jalen Williams and Chet were drafted. Mm-hmm. And then Hartenstein, we talked about earlier, was a free agent in the offseason. Final roster, and this one is, again, similar to all of them. Conley trade, Ant-Man draft, Jaden McDaniels trade, Julius Randle trade, Rudy Gobert trade.
Yeah.
So
you got to trade. You got
to trade to fill out
your roster with good players around your great players. Because even though Tyrese Haliburton was traded from, they did it in the Sacramento trade, he was still a young player where you can kind of mold him to say that.
For sure.
He's more like a draft pick than he is a free agent.
Because
they come in so young, just like Shai.
Yeah. I was just looking at the Hawks five just for comparison's sake.
Okay.
Trey, drafted.
Yes.
Dyson Daniels, trade. Jalen Johnson, drafted. Zachary Risa-Shay, drafted. Onyeka Okongwu, drafted.
They need to get some trades.
They need some trades in there.
They need some trades in there.
Get some trades in there.
They need some trades.
If you want to get to the level of these guys. Yeah. All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Bang!
To let a ball be launched like that one.
Back-to-back. First it was Harris. Now it's Acuna. A 423-foot shot for Harris. A 420-foot homer for Ronald Acuna.
All right. Put Michael back at 9 at Ronald's back.
I mean, he's not that far. He batted 8 last night.
I know. I saw it. Yeah. But he had a big hit last
night.
He did. And that was
a couple RBIs.
Why I was talking about the young shortstop for Nashville. What the hell was he doing?
Yeah. CJ kind of just freestyles out there sometimes.
Dude, he's like, what the hell is this? What you doing? But yeah, no, the big story of the day is that Ronald Acuna Jr. is in the lineup. We talked about it. Orlando Arcia had to go bye-bye.
Had to go bye-bye.
Yeah, but it's exciting because we know what type of player he is. We've been looking forward to this return for Ronald Acuna Jr. was scratched yesterday from the lineup, and now he will be batting. And I think they asked Nick already, where will he bat?
We know. We know where he's going to bat.
and it's in his familiar place.
There it is.
There it is right there.
Man. There it is. So, I mean, for the first time all year, the lineup's going to look more normal, kind of more what you're hoping that it would look like. Interested to see what they do in left field. I'm sure it'll be a starting pitching dependent. You either have Verdugo out there if he's right-handed, or you have Eli White out there if he's left-handed. And then I'll be interested to see. I mean, Harris has been leadoff. He's been fifth. He's been seventh. He was eighth last night. Like, I understand you want to bury Nick Allen down there at the bottom of the lineup because of kind of what he gives you offensively, which isn't a ton. I don't know. Put Harris down there.
Yeah.
That's where he had his best success.
That's where he had his best success.
Flip the lineup over. Yeah. Set the table for Ronnie. I don't know.
We're probably
oversimplifying it, but maybe we're not.
I don't think we are.
Sometimes the right answer is the easiest answer.
I don't think we are simplifying anything.
I understand they want him to have more at-bats, but like, I don't know.
Well, he might get one more at-bat.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't need more at-bats right now.
He might only get three. Yeah. Three to four a game is adequate enough, I guess. I mean, but it's hopefully this is because they're uncomfortably under 500. But again,
yeah, we were hoping they didn't have to go back under there.
Yeah, we were hoping they didn't have to go under there, but they are back there, and hopefully after this weekend, because you got the Padres coming in who are sliding, by the way.
Yeah, they've been playing
six losses in a row. Yeah, but
they're still six games over 500.
Yeah,
that's
crazy. Huh?
Jeez, they're pretty good.
But they still got dudes, and they're playing against a team that is giving everybody who has losing streaks their first win.
That's after right. losing. Yes, the Braves have been. Oh, you're doing terrible. Oh, you fired your manager.
You
have the worst record in baseball. We'll drop that game to you too. I saw that the Rockies have the worst record through 50 games since like 1901.
Probably.
I don't know. Anytime you got to go further back than 100 years,
it's bad.
I'll just say ever. Because then the other thing in other sports, the NFL for certain stats, and then the NBA, they call it since the play-by-play era began.
Yeah.
Which is like 1997. Mm-hmm. So like in the NBA, there'll be a playoff stat and they'll be like, it's the first time ever. Well, really kind of ever. We started tracking this in 1997.
Right.
And then in baseball, they'll be like, it's the first time since
1814.
And they go, they go back to when it was like, you know, Screwy Legs McGee.
Round Legs Jackson.
17 hits in one inning.
Yeah.
It's like, all right.
Come on, dude.
Somehow baseball tracks its history and basketball are going back to the mid-90s.
Isn't that amazing? I don't know.
I don't know how they did it. I don't know how they kept records well.
But they are archived. They are archived, and I'd be like, okay.
That's why they protect the Hall of Fame so much, because they're really concerned about those records that they keep.
They're the only sport that does.
Here's one thing we can guarantee tonight.
It's gonna be crazy.
There's gonna be an amazing moment at Truist Park when Ronald Acuna takes the plate when he steps into the batter's box.
Oh, yeah.
In the first inning.
Yes.
Now after that, who knows? Hopefully, more moments follow, but. If you're going to the game tonight, like
get there early.
There's not always a guarantee going to the ballpark that you're going to get to have a really, really cool moment. But he's going to get a standing ovation, and I'm sure, you know, he might step out a little bit and wave to folks because how much it means to him to be back. How cool would it be if he parked one in the first
at-bat? I'm talking about the first pitch, too.
Because you know he's just going to swing out of his shoes.
Oh, yeah, he's going.
Because I think you can get these bets sometimes on some of these sites, the little, first pitch.
Yeah.
Does Ronald Acuna watch the first pitch go by, or does he swing?
Because
I'd be betting today was payday.
Oh, I bet he's going.
I'd bet a paycheck on Ronald Acuna swinging at the first pitch tonight.
He's going to get it today.
Yeah.
There is no doubt in my mind about that. That would be... Oh, if he parked one,
oh, dude,
he wanted. Oh man, like Oppo to like the what I'm thinking about.
Are you going Chop House?
Chop House.
Wow, Oppo
Chop House.
That'd be exciting.
Oh yeah,
because you know it's going to take him a good 45 to 55 seconds to get around the bases if he does.
Is he bringing the grenade with him?
I hope so.
Yeah,
bring it all.
Yeah, bring the grenade.
Is the knee pad coming with him?
I hope not.
Is it gonna be cool colors?
I don't know. What's the word on this stuff, Bo? The beast.
La bestia.
La bestia.
La bestia.
I thought that meant the best. Turns out it means the beast. La bestia. That's cool.
La bestia.
I like that.
I love that.
We'll come back and talk some college football. I was deciding whether or not I was gonna make a weird, inappropriate joke regarding that, and I decided not to. Growth. We'll come back and talk some college football after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere.
Applications that vanish into thin air.
What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals.
Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Oh!
Ooh, pump fake.
Oh! Oh, this is better.
It's really a home run of an idea. It's still happy. Yeah, it's Funk Fridays now on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. And I don't know, this is the first one, so you know, sometimes when it's the first one, you're like, oh, this is going to be great. And then like after a month or two, it's like, no, this is going to be great.
Yes.
There's an endless supply of songs to choose from, too. Mm. You've made some great choices.
This is definitely,
day one.
Like, that just put me in that mood, boy.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to
feel like La Bestia.
You know what I'm saying? La Bestia!
You don't even need any Blue Chew.
Hell no.
See, that's why the show needs to be live streamed. Goodness gracious. Oh, I guess some things are probably better left.
Yeah.
Unsaid. But boy, that was pretty funny. Hey, but if you do need some, though, BlueChew.com. Promo code Andy. First month supply for free. $5 of shipping. 15 minutes away from the AMA to wrap things up on a Friday afternoon. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open. 404-726-0929. So think about them. Think about them. Get them ready. Get on hold, load up the phone lines, and ask us anything you want. We'll get to some college football in just a minute as well.
Yeah, we can go. We'll get to college football right now. Because I'm just, like I said, it started yesterday, like 2:10.
Yep.
When the news came down and everything. And, so that means that that Boise State and Arizona State basically won't get.
Yeah. Bias. So what happened last year when you had the conference champions being those teams that were the highest ranked conference champions, they had a built-in bye because of the way that the rules had been written, because of the way that the format had been created. And I think like the format probably was fine when there was five power conferences.
Yes.
And then the Pac-12 went away.
Yeah. and then messed everything up.
It messed everything up. And it was like, we already wrote the rules, so we can't change them. So what they're going to do is just a straight seeding model. There's no automatic this or that. There's just going to be, we're going to decide who the best 12 teams are, and we're going to rank them. And now the College Football Playoff Committee is the ones that rank them. So it's going to be the people that have been ranking them throughout the year. And 1 through 12 is going to be ranked based on who they think are the 1 through 12 best teams, not now, based on conference championship or anything like that.
Now, how many of those are automatic bids but ain't automatic bids?
Now, that's a great question.
You know what I mean?
That's a great question because that's what they're trying to figure out,
yes.
Right? Like, as of last year, there was just automatic bids for those four power conferences mm-hmm. and then the one, you know, the group of five.
Hold on. Let me rephrase that. Those wink, wink, guaranteed bids for the SEC and the 14 or the guaranteed or the Big Ten, mm-hmm. those teams.
Right. So, I mean, they're trying to make it not wink, wink, right? I mean, that's the struggle. So they did this yesterday to remove the straight seating model, which, by the way, like, just maybe we can remember it as the Arizona State rule or something like that. Can we?
Yes.
Just because they're never going to go back, right. Probably. Like, they had a great year, and all that kind
great
of stuff.
Year.
So, Arizona, and again, it's not even their fault. Mm-mm. Like, it was the fault of
the Big 12.
The Big 12, or just the power teams not be the ACC. Like, mm-hmm. Clemson got in with three losses, and they had to be the 12 seed because they wouldn't have got in if they wouldn't have been an automatic qualifier.
Right.
Like, it feels like Boise State and Arizona State are kind of being blamed for something going wrong. They didn't do anything wrong.
They did nothing.
They just had really good seasons and took advantage of the rules the way
Arizona,
that they were.
Arizona State held their own?
Yeah, they did. They played really well. Yeah, they went to overtime against Texas. So anyway, I know it sort of seems like everyone was so mad that those teams got what they got. It's like, well, that's what the rules were, and those teams had good years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it would have ever happened again. Like, it's just such an extreme outlier of a year for something like that to happen. Had they stuck with the same format, it probably would have been okay most years, but we can't do that. Anytime something's not perfect, we have to try to fix it immediately as if sports are perfect. So I do like the straight seating model. I would say, like, if you're going to do that, why not reseed after the first round too?
Yeah.
Like, if the team that gets the first round bye ends up having to play 8-9 versus the third ranked team might have to play two or 11, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
the number one ranked team in the country should get the
benefit.
Lowest ranked team
exactly.
in the second round. So maybe they'll do that next year.
I don't know. I mean,
I guess they didn't think that far in advance.
No, Eddie. You know the what they say, the wheels of justice move slow?
Yeah, man.
The damn NCAA the same damn way.
They fix one problem at a time.
Yep.
And so, well, here's a foreseeable, nope, we're not fixing it until it shows itself to be possible.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that is why it's going to be one of those situations where this is going to be bad. Why? Because everything that needs to go with this new seating rule, they're not going to put in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's going to be like, oh. So, and then we'll come back around this time next year. And then they'll try to fix another little thing.
Yeah, there will be more tweaks.
Yes, because when is the 16 or 14, whenever, that goes in 27, right?
Maybe this year.
Maybe.
Maybe. That's the thing about it is.
We're so close to college football.
Right.
Right, like it's, Georgia plays in 99 days.
Right.
So you're going to tell me that, because college football is about to start 99 days, you're going to put something in this over the, not, I won't say over the top, this big.
Extreme.
This extreme before the season even starts.
Yeah. Hopefully. Hopefully they don't do it during the season because they haven't ruled that out either.
You never know.
Based on the thing that I was reading this morning was like the goal is to try to have the number of playoff teams that will play in the 2025-2026 playoffs solidified before the season starts.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, I would hope so.
You would think.
Like, shouldn't you have your playoff format figured out before the season begins?
You know what?
Would that not be the most college football thing?
Exactly. And that's that phrase my grandma used to always say, that's just too much like right.
It is.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I don't trust none of these dudes to get it right.
Because they've had a long time to do it and still haven't
so
done
long,
it.
So long. You know, and then this committee, it's all these rotating doors, new guys in, new people out. Who the hell is old boy? Is he the chairman again? The dude I made fun of the whole time. What's his name? Hubie?
Ward.
Well, yeah, that guy.
I don't know.
Ward.
I think Ward was in his final year last year.
Okay, yeah, get Ward ass.
Which is why
here.
He was allowed to just cheat relentlessly.
Yes, yeah, get Ward ass about it. That's and figure it out because
Ward is a name that's
Ward wears khakis
gone away.
A lot.
They don't meet a lot of Wards anymore.
Ward's a khaki with no belt guy. Yeah, khaki.
Pleated khaki,
though. Shirt tucked in.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
That is definitely a war.
100% correct. So that's what may happen next, though, is say they decide to take it to 14 or 16. It sounds like, again, just reading the stuff that people write that know, it sounds like the 16-team thing is really picking up steam. That's probably where they'll land if they expand before next year's playoff. Makes more sense to me. 14 is, again, a kind of a random number. Mm-hmm. 16 is divided by 4, so you can make it easier. The bracket makes more sense. Yeah. The real question is going to be automatic qualifiers.
The automatic, but even the biggest thing outside of this right here is, and this is going to be it, this right here, it's going this way because of the money and all those
That's
different
right.
things. Do something with the freaking December transfer portal. Get rid of it so these kids who have an opportunity to win a national championship where they are don't have to decide, yep. well, I know I want to play for a national championship, but
right.
I want to – no, fix that crap.
Because all that's going to happen with this if they go to 16 is that's just another weekend of games,
yes.
right? So that's a longer playoff, which means there's just more football happening leading up to and after that transfer portal window. And we said, you know, we've kind of tried to install the rule of no longer saying, well, that'll never happen. Because every time you say that'll never happen in college football it happens. People actually did enter the transfer portal.
Yes.
On active playoff yes. teams between playoff games.
Yes.
Like it's
no, you gotta,
it's crazy.
You gotta get rid of it.
Yeah.
Because that's the problem. You know what? I'm done with too many teams, whatever. But that part right there chaps my ass.
Yes, it's very bad.
Because you can't, you just. What you do? First of all, what you do to these rosters? Penn State lost their backup. He was a big part of what they did. He wasn't no guy mm-hmm. that sat on the bench.
Sure,
you know.
No,
what I mean?
Yeah, he played.
He played.
They ran plays for him.
That's my only thing. Is get rid of that damn transfer portal and that December transfer portal.
What do you think happens with the automatic qualifiers? Because you know the SEC and the Big Ten both want 4.
Yes.
The ACC and the Big 12 would then get 2.
Yep.
And then there's one automatic qualifier for a group of 5 mm-hmm. team.
They're going to find a way. Wink, wink, to get 4 SEC teams. And for the most part, if you go by the AP poll, it'll probably be 4 SEC schools.
That's my thing.
You know what I mean?
Is there's going to – you don't need automatic qualifiers to get 4 SEC schools
I'm
in.
I'm curious about why they got to have the wink, wink, because they yeah. have it. Yeah. I love me some Greg Sankey.
Yeah.
You ain't going to tell me that Greg Sankey and
well, of course.
That,
no,
got that.
No, they're strong-arming yeah. both of yeah. them, him and Petitti, the Big Ten guy. Because they're trying to strong-arm their way into half of the teams.
Because if you – because I know they go by after a certain week, they go by the college football committee poll. But say, for instance, but they still do put out the coaches in the AP poll. And if there's 3 teams of the SEC that's in the 12, and then in the AP poll, the fourth best team is probably in the 20s, mm-hmm. which probably won't happen. But just say it does.
You never know, yeah.
You never know. That 20 will find a way to be at 12.
Yeah. Well, and again, especially if they get 4
yes.
AQs,
yes.
then they have to. Here's what I would push back on. If I was one of the conference commissioners or somebody in power outside of the SEC and the Big Ten, I would say, okay, you can have your 4 automatic qualifiers, but that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get an at-large. You can't, if you have 5 teams that are worthy of going, you don't get to send 5 teams. Now, that protects you in the years where you only have 2 or 3 teams that
They're
are
good.
Good enough to make it, mm-hmm. you get your 4th. But it protects us in the years, like is going to happen, when you have 5 or 6 teams that are good enough to be in there. Because if I'm the SEC, like every year you're going to have 4.
Yeah,
there's going to be 4. You might have 5, 6, 7 teams some years. But I would say no, 4 is it. You want your 4 autos? All right, that's the cap.
But that's going to be the pushback when there are 6 teams.
Yeah, and then they'll look at me and say, that's cute.
Yeah.
That's a cute. Weren't you in the Pac-12? And that conference
and
went
that
away?
Comes around anymore?
Okay. Your mic's off now. You don't get to talk anymore. Yeah. All right. Great.
You had me look down.
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. No, that was Greg Sankey talking to me. My bad. All right. We'll come back. We'll get you an AMA. Phone lines are open. 404-726-0929. Load them up. Friday afternoon. 3-day weekends ahead. Ask us whatever you want. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Plenty of phone lines available if you want to jump on hold and ask an AMA question on a Friday afternoon. 404-726-0929. We'll start with Mo in Columbus. Hello, Mo.
White Dog and Steven, what's going on?
Hello, Mo.
Hey. So, look, I done had a million questions, but I'm going to keep it real simple. So, y'all been talking about flag football, mm-hmm. right? So, let's go back. I think Andy has hit 40. So, we're going to go back 40 years, retired players.
Okay.
If you could take two players, they have to have had played for the same franchise. You got two players, and you could take them, and you can put them on a flag football team. Who are they? My two players are Michael Vick and Deion Sanders okay. for the flag football team
Pretty
for the Olympics.
Pick. Pretty yeah. good picks.
And my other thing is, hey, man, the dog got me. She chewed up the Netflix or my Fire Stick remote.
Damn.
I don't know why she chewed the Fire Stick remote, but she chewed the Fire Stick remote. So the experiment of leaving her out is over.
Ah. Oh, yeah. I ain't mad. No. I ain't mad.
There it is.
I'm not mad at you, dog. Because Nico.
What did he do now?
I'm just going to have to see if I can, like, raise up the stove and raise up the damn the cabinets.
You're going to have to get those, like, Shaq counters?
Yeah, man, because this big ass be just, you shit. Just sniff around. And I, the thing about it, I'll sit there and watch him. He'll mm-hmm. Because daddy's voice, he runs into the cage because this is where his fan is, too, his little lazy ass. I'm like, you are not that hot. That you was out there, literally, out there for 6 minutes. That's how long it took you to eat. And then you back at the screen door banging your nose on it because it's hot. Straight ass out there, get some exercise.
Yeah, just wait for how hot it's going to get.
Get some damn exercise.
It's not even hot yet.
Yeah, get some damn exercise. Oh,
so August in Atlanta for a dog like that must be tough.
But no, I can't do it because I see all the funny reels. And your pet is your pet. My pet is my pet. I'd be damned if you're going to wake my ass up by jumping on my bed and nudging me. Oh, hell no. The woman that I love and that I will die and kill for, don't do that. So you mean to tell me your four-legged fur ass going to do that? No way.
I never know who's waking
that,
me up.
That and that. Now, kids, all that.
Might be Lily.
But between that. Yeah,
might be Boone.
I saw. No.
Might be Ashley.
No. And then you'd be like.
Might be an intruder.
You'd be messing with your children or playing with your children, and he'd be burnt at you like that. Hell no.
Oh, yeah. We don't want to do that.
No. That ain't funny. That ain't kiki ha 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 to me. Growling to me.
I'll take Barry Sanders and Megatron.
I said I was going to take Barry and Mike.
Mike who?
Vic.
Oh, but I thought they had to play for the same team.
Oh, same team. Oh, I didn't know
they have to have had to have played for the same franchise, not necessarily together though.
Okay, I got
so
you.
Any two players in franchise. That's why I went Megatron.
I'll take Mike and Dion then.
Okay,
I'll take Mike and Dion.
All right, John's in Atlanta. Hey, John.
Hey guys, how are you?
Pretty good.
So I've got two questions. So Andy, you were talking about how you're such a handy son of a gun.
I did say that.
And yeah, you did say that. Have you ever tried it with, especially with your spouse? Have you ever tried assembling a piece of furniture from IKEA? Because my guess is you have not, because you're still married. And then, anyway, the second question is for Randy. Y'all went to school in Athens. I'm curious, when you were in Athens, what were your two favorite restaurants? And if you still go over to these days, what are your two favorite now?
Okay. I think anybody's who's been to IKEA had to put something together with their wife.
Yeah,
I hate it. I hate it.
We did it once. And then I was like, you know what? I'll just build my own furniture.
I'll never do it again. I'll never ever in life do it again.
Literally put together a daybed years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, well, I'm not going to do that again. No. We'll just buy stuff that's already assembled, or I'll just build it.
Yes.
Like, that was one of the inspirations for me building all those tables for our wedding.
Yes.
I was like, you know what? I think I could do this better myself. So
might as well
I
do
did.
It, man. Oh, my favorite restaurant, Blind Pig Tavern. The one by campus, not out there on Macon Highway. That I think they shut it down. The original Blind Pig, before they expanded it, when it was just the bar one side and there was a Kinko's next to it, but then they bought it out, robbed them, and blew that. Favorite place. And yes, whenever I'm in Athens, I make sure I go by there. And then there was this soul food restaurant, and anybody who went to Georgia this time, Weaver D's, automatic for the people. Best poke chops in Athens.
Is it still there?
I don't know. I don't think it is. But yeah, Weaver D's, that was expensive for a college kid. But, well, you get automatic for the people.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right, Steven's in Atlanta. Hey, Steven.
Hey, guys. So kind of a similar question. So, Randy, when you were an athlete, did you ever, like, crash out on any kind of media guy? And then opposite for Andy, did an athlete ever crash out on you during an interview?
Good question, Steven.
No,
thank you.
I've never done that to anybody ever. As far as media, I never got mad at anybody. I never, like, confronted somebody about a bad story. I'm not. I'm built a little bit
tougher than that.
Yeah. What'd you write about me?
I've never had that personally. I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I saw it was one Mariners player years ago throw a full beer at a reporter. That was pretty funny. And then it wasn't like I wasn't yelled at or it wasn't a confrontation, but one of my first jobs when I was working at the sports radio station in Seattle, like almost 20 years ago, was to go into the Mariners clubhouse pregame and try to get an interview with one of the players live on the air. And they would help me set it up. And usually it was pretty easy. But there was one guy and everybody would know his name. Pitcher pitched a long time,
mm-hmm.
Left-handed pitcher pitched a long time. He made me hold the microphone while I was doing it. Usually they'd hold the microphone in. So he was like, you go ahead and hold that. I was like, all right. So I held it, whatever, no big deal. And then in the middle of the interview, while the interviewer was asking him a question, he spit his tobacco spit on the microphone on purpose.
Oh, no.
And I was just like, and I'm like 21.
Right.
Like, you know, I don't know what's like, geez, that sucks. Why'd he do that? You know?
Uh-huh.
And then I told people about it. I told like the guys I work with, like, oh, that's not good. Like,
damn.
That was probably the worst experience I ever had.
Oh,
just hawked a giant chew on my microphone.
That's pretty damn.
Very.
He did not want to do that interview.
No. So just say no.
Yeah. He did not want to do that interview.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just say no.
That's all you got to do.
It's very easy.
It's so easy.
Like, oh, okay. No problem. I'll go ask somebody else. Like, and usually it was easy like that. But yeah, I was like, all right. That sucks. Cody's on 400. Hey, Cody.
What's up, guys?
How's the traffic, Cody?
Hey, man, it ain't too bad up here. I'm up here by Lanier right now.
Okay.
Getting ready for the Memorial Day weekend.
Nice.
Yeah, man, I got two for y'all. So if y'all are out and about or just, you know, at home chilling by the pool or grilling, we all love beer, but what's your go-to liquor and or mixed drink? And then second, y'all ever occasionally like to partake in the wacky tobacco or, you know, the Georgia Hemp Company, but the California version?
Okay. I do not.
Nah.
I do not.
Nope.
No.
It's illegal, Cody.
I did not. Cody, I mean,
illegal in this
kind of guys you think we are, that code?
Heck no. Never have, never will.
Yeah, I just, you know what? I'm more of, you know, everybody knows me. As long as the bushes are out, I'm drinking.
That is true. That is the true thing about Randy.
Yeah, I'm going to drink the bush. If it's ever at my house, like a lot of times I try to do something other than bush, like, you know, try to give another side.
Just mix it up.
Yeah, but other than that, it's going to be bush.
Yeah, if there's a bush at Randy's house, it's on notice.
Yeah, it's on notice.
Like, you're not.
You're not getting out of there without getting drank.
You're on death row.
You ain't getting out without getting drank.
There's no escaping that sentence.
Yeah.
We've been drinking a lot of gin. This is like
a thing.
Spring.
This is a big thing because y'all don't went the gin route before.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I went the gin route before.
Like, basically, like, I like to drink what I like to drink for the most part. But then, like, if my wife gets like a craving for something, I'll lean into it because it's like, great, it's liquor. That's fine.
Hell
like
yeah.
You're making the cocktails.
What
and we're
gin
drinking
y'all been
them.
Drinking?
I don't even know, but it's like real like
Jimmy.
Yeah, it's
Jimmy is Bumpy Face.
It's not Bumpy Face. Okay. No, it's like kind of floral. It's like real fruity.
Ooh.
Yeah. Like, I'm not proud of it.
Like a liqueur gin?
No, it's not liqueur because it is strong.
Okay.
Like it's 40% or
the
whatever.
The bottle is just.
Yeah, it's like. And if you, it's one of those ones that if you went to the liquor store and bought it, the liquor store clerk would want to talk to you about it. You know, like, oh, that's a really nice one. Pairs nicely with, like, just sell it
just
to me, please.
Just get the damn bottle and put it in
there's
the bag.
There's a gin made by ASW, who they have a distillery at the Battery.
Yeah,
it's called Winterville.
Uh-huh.
It's not quite as florally.
Okay.
If that's the
word. I like it. I'm just not proud of liking it. That's all I'm
most
saying.
Most of the florals that they actually distill it with are made in Georgia. They grow in Georgia.
My favorite gin is called Cardinal Gin, and it's we can't find it very often, but it is a really, really nice one. Mm-hmm. And we don't have any of that right now. But yeah, we've been on gin lately. Okay. I don't know why. Jay is in Dallas. Hey, Jim. Or Jay.
How you doing? Hey, so what's the lowest golf score you've ever shot?
Lowest golf score I ever shot? I shot one under a couple weekends ago on a Saturday in the two-round tournament that I played in.
That you what?
That I won.
Oh, thank you.
The first round.
You were always.
In a tournament, that's the lowest. When I was 20 at my home course in Seattle, I shot 67, and the par was 70. So I shot three under there, but that was not in the tournament, and it was from the white tees. But that's the lowest 18-hole.
Would you say your home course, like you remember there?
No, I mean it's a public course, but it's like the course I grew up playing at.
Okay. I was like, damn, you let me know somebody knows. Yeah, you had a country club membership?
No.
Yeah.
I'd like to someday take you to Jefferson Park Golf Course.
Why not?
It's fun, but it's certainly not a country club. Tim is in Atlanta. Hey, Tim.
Okay. All right, guys. Hello.
Hey, Tim.
Perfect situation for this one guy, I'm going to tell you. Tua Tagovailoa, however you pronounce his name, and Tyreek Hill. Wouldn't it be great if Tua could, like, make money playing flag football instead of getting hit all the time?
I think Tua cut to the last seven flags.
Yeah, Tua would be pretty good at flag.
And so would Tyreek.
Tyreek could be very good at flag.
Yeah.
I think they're making an awful lot of money playing padded
football.
I think they're probably going to stick to that. But yeah.
But I used to attend bar, and I don't remember gin ever being floral. I think, like, Tanqueray is like a jet fuel. Sort of. I don't remember the floral stuff.
No, I know, like, the traditional ones, like Tanqueray and Seagram's and stuff like that, they taste like a Christmas tree.
Like, my mother-in-law, whenever she comes, my mother-in-law comes to town, she's, Randy, make sure you have my Tanqueray.
Yeah, I had never had gin that didn't taste like, you know, it's like kind of juniper pine, whatever. I had never had that until my wife got, like, a fancy bottle of gin a couple years ago. And I was like, oh, I like this. This is actually pretty good.
All right, nice. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Tim. Colin chatting with us.
Yeah, but no. I mean, it's been like maybe I might take a shot with mom, but other than that, nah. I stick to what I stick to.
Yeah, you got your favorites.
You got your routine.
You got your bush. You got your Tito's. Yeah, good to go.
Yeah, then, you know, somebody want to throw something else in there. Other than that, I know what I found the other day from the cook. Last time we had everybody over to the house, somebody brought some damn Jack Daniel fruity things.
Like a honey?
I don't know. No, like the
Little mixes.
The truly looking thing.
Oh, they make those?
I guess.
I didn't know.
It was like a Jack and Coke in a can.
No, it wasn't a Jack. It was. It might not have been a Jack, but it was like a wine
cooler. Like a lemonade.
Like a
Jack Daniel's thing.
I snuck some. Oh man.
Wow.
I was like, who the hell brought this over here?
Good thing you didn't find out that day.
I didn't find out.
You threw him in the pool.
Like, who the hell brought this over here?
I mean, there was a lot of people there. Who would you think would be most likely to do that?
I don't want to put those kind of accusations against my family.
Well, there was people there that weren't related to you.
No, it was just y'all. It was all in my family.
Abe came.
I saw Abe. Abe was one of the first people. Abe didn't.
Okay.
You know who it was? It's probably my cousin's girlfriend. She's new to the family.
Who's?
My cousin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, his girlfriend. She's new to the, she's new.
Other buddy, his girlfriend came too, right? BG. She's from South Africa. Maybe that she didn't know.
Gabby's
girlfriend. I don't know.
Taryn, did she bring it?
She brings some.
Huh.
Wow.
Maybe
BG.
Maybe
she's not so great after all.
I don't know, man.
Maybe she's not perfect.
BG didn't. Because I know he told her.
No, he's changed, too. He's changed.
He's taking all of them. Oh, damn, black and white pictures.
Yeah, he's a selfie by waterfalls guy now.
Yeah, lakes and on bridges and stuff.
Which I am too, so I can't really hate.
With
but
willows
yeah,
in the
yeah,
background.
No, he's different. He's different. He would drink a Jack Daniels wine cooler. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
As Nashville gets into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9.
Takeaways of the day.
Andy's a handy son of a gun.
Oh, I said that. Juice Johnson. She beat Orlando Arcia in the home run derby.
Not technically yet.
It's over.
Yeah,
it's over. It she didn't get DFA'd.
She did not. She's excelling. Hitting the ball in the playoffs and everything. Everybody got long ones at MB Stadium last year, except for the Falcons.
Oh, man. Well, y'all, make sure y'all be safe. Yeah. Have a great weekend.
Have a safe
Don't
weekend.
Let a sports foul ruin the week for you either, right?
Nah.
All right, it's not a big deal.
Sunny outside.
Stop being a dumbass.
Have some drinks. Put something on the grill. Listen to some good music. Enjoy yourself. We'll talk to you Tuesday.
Yeah.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.